This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. If you listened during Christmas week, you might have heard the conversation with Majid Mughni. He's an attorney in Dearborn, Michigan, organizing a rally for fellow Muslims that happens today. They're planning to speak out against terrorism. They're demonstrating against terrorists and the extremist angle in the Muslim religion. Mughni started organizing that after a failed Christmas Day attack aboard a Detroit-bound jet. Welcome back, Majid Mughni.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Your rally is planned for today?
Yes, it is. We are very excited to be out there today. We have a lot of snow on the ground. It's cold out there, but we're ready. We want to send a message to the world. We want the world to know that we're going to come out to battle. We're going to battle these terrorists. Battle them where they came. They came into our backyards, and we're ready. We're ready to take them on.
How many people? You've organized this over social media sites online. How many people are you planning to be there in Dearborn?
We're going to expect thousands of people. There's so much excitement in the community. This is the talk of the town. When in one of the communities, one of the Yemeni communities, 120 community leaders came to their meetings, and they're going to be bringing people out tomorrow. I'm sorry, today. We have people coming from all around Southeast Michigan.
You're talking about the Yemeni community there, which is actually quite large in Dearborn. What is their response? What message are they trying to convey?
They have a front page news in their newspaper. They want their people to come out. They're gonna call it on Friday prayer. They are very, very excited to be a part of this event. They want to show the world that we're on America's side. This war is not a war against Islam. This war is Islam and the world against these terrorists. We're on the same side. We are getting attacked by these terrorists. They are attacking the religion of Islam, and they are attacking Muslims.
So I assume that this demonstration, part of it is born out of your frustration that there has been no real active response from moderate Muslims in the past.
Not just that, but this terrorist was going to blow an airplane right over the heads of the largest Muslim community in North America. He literally fell into our backyards, and now the natives have him. He's in our hands, and we're going to let them have it.
Okay, so what do you feel about some of the responses from the government in terms of handling this security problem, specifically the plan to profile people traveling from 14 countries, including Yemen?
Anything to make us safe is the right thing to do. On that airline that was going to be blown away, there was 20% of the passengers were Muslim. So it could have been somebody that I knew. It could have been my family on the airline. So whatever it takes to make Americans safe, we're Americans too.
Majid, you know, the Speaker of the House, former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, just suggested that this defendant should be declared an enemy combatant and his judicial rights be stripped to get information about terrorism. Would you go along with that?
You know, basically the message we want to send to the world is we want to ignite a movement. This is what we're doing here. We want to ignite a movement throughout the Muslim world, a movement that will drive Muslims to the streets and unite Muslims against these terrorists. A movement where all Muslims will rise together against terrorism, where they will follow these radicals into their homes, into the schools, into the mosques, and we will get rid of these radicals. And we hope that this following will really shake the foundation of these terrorists.
Okay, well, good luck. I hope that you handle the weather. It is going to be a cold day in Dearborn with snow. Majid Mughni, attorney in Dearborn, Michigan, organizing a peaceful demonstration against the radicalization of Islam.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.